This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're calling me right now. There are people calling in. Thank you very much. Anyway, we haven't even put the numbers out there yet. The people called me in between the hours here, which is kind of nice. Anyway, thanks for all the support that all of you have given us over the years here on Agenda 21 Radio to get the story out about, well, what is going on the other side. Anyway, those totalitarians, I'll tell you, we've got them pretty much identified. We're starting to anyway. And again, what are they doing about the wall? They don't want the wall because they want slavery. Oh, my goodness. Go figure. One of the oldest criminal acts around is still just as active today as it was 1,000 years ago. Slavery, it's the big deal. And that's what these people are, slave traders. I don't know why I'm running off on a tangent like that, right? Anyway, we've got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, so visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And it's just such a banner news day. The president is running down to the border here shortly. and he's going to be visiting what's going on in McAllen, Texas. And Rush Limbaugh paid tribute yesterday. Kind of interesting thing. I'll see if I can get this little thing to play here. Talking to Ben Berquam. I don't think he's going to let us play it, though. We're not going to be able to get to it. But Ben Berquam was on the Rush Limbaugh show yesterday. I remember Ben Berquam was the guy who got up and shouted about, well, he didn't want Gavin Newsom to be sworn in. And he became a disruptor. I hate it when this happens. Don't you? I mean, clearly, he was just out of his, he was out of his mind to do such a thing. Not really. Not really. Actually, he was really tuned in as to what was going on. I wonder what caused that to happen, though. I really wonder what caused that to happen. So Ben Berquam shows up. Frontline America, you might have heard of him. He's been an activist for a long time. He's been doing a lot of stuff with Will Johnson, Unite America First. He's been a part of that. And interesting thing going on with him. Here goes Ben. Here goes Ben. Gets him on the Rush Limbaugh show. Here we go. Swearing in of Gavin Newsom. The swearing in of Gavin Newsom. He interrupts it big time. Big, big time. Listen up.
I object! I object! You have no right to swear an oath to a constitution you've already broken. Corporal Ron L. Singh's blood is on your hands. Corporal Ron L. Singh's blood is on your hands. Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you! Fight Sanctuary State. Stand up, America. Shame on you, Gavin. Shame on you. He has no right to swear an oath to a constitution he's already broken.
Ah, the disruptor. Appears on the Rush Limbaugh show yesterday. Kind of interesting, huh? Making the rounds to protest somebody who has no right, in his opinion, and I think in the opinion of most people, he won a corrupt election, because all the elections in California, like in many, many states of this union, were corrupted and have been corrupted for years. And it was just obviously demonstrated in California this time around. I think they got themselves over the top. I've actually heard some of their little Democratic friends who I've talked to said they went too far. Brown and the whole. But what about nationally? They went too far as well. They went too far. I guess the question is, how far is far enough away from the border that these people have a delusional idea that they can get away with this for so long? It was kind of interesting. We played a clip in the last segment about Tucker Carlson and what he was up to and his commentary about Donald Trump. And we were talking about how the people in Washington, D.C. just detest Donald Trump because he's shaking it up. He's draining the swamp, and they're part of the swamp problem. These people have wonderful pensions. They've got all kinds of money. They've got great houses. They've got great facilities in their nice little cozy communities around Washington, D.C., while the rest of us all suffer. They live off of the government largesse, and it's just disgusting to watch it. It really is. When you go back there to Washington, you see it. It's like, oh, my God. And they're all fighting against Trump because Trump is trying to put a stop to that. Now, of course, they're using the whole thing about the wall right now as the central point to tee off on them. And, you know, I just, and again, it's amazing. We have never seen such vitriol and hatred towards one man ever. And it's just unbridled and untruthful. Everything they say is pretty much a lie about what's going on. Yet they still do it. Yet they still do it. Now, why in the world would they want to do that? Because they want to protect what they have. They want to protect their cozy little pensions, their cozy little homes, their cozy, everything's cozy to them. That's what they want to protect. Is it necessary? Well, for them, yes. You see, their survival depends upon getting rid of Trump. That's what Trump faces. Isn't that kind of ironic? He's a billionaire. He's a billionaire. And these people have so much wealth that they've taken from the government, that they've taken from us, the citizens. And he's the billionaire fighting for us. It's just ironic. I love irony. But it's just ironic in this particular case, isn't it? About what's going on. Anyway. Just a little, just a few things that are out there. When we come back, though, we're going to talk about what the boots are like on the ground. One of the most compelling interviews I've ever seen and heard on television. Yesterday with Martha McCallum. I'm a 40-60% fan of Martha, okay? But she did an outstanding job yesterday.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Burning down the house. Burning down the house. Just what we all want, huh? Well, they're not going to let us play it. That's kind of interesting. Troubles. Yeah, we'll do video troubles here. Anyway, Rinelle Singh's brother was on Fox News yesterday with Martha McCallum. And I got to tell you, it was one of the most incredible interviews that I've heard in a long time. One of the very most credible interviews I've ever heard. Rinelle Singh murdered, of course, at the hands of an illegal foreign invader, I guess you can say. Some people would say that. I'm not too sure that the invaders would say that, but it certainly has been a touchstone, if you will, for everybody in the world of Donald Trump right now. Everybody has caught on to this. Everybody. In other words, everybody who's pushing for the wall. And the Democrats are running from it. And by the way, I find it absolutely amazing the Democrats haven't said anything about this. Even today, have they said anything about, acknowledged it? Except that Kamala Harris, who signed a directive basically telling law enforcement in 2014 to lay off the illegal immigrants, which started the whole thing, the process ultimately to the sanctuary state status for California, allowing this guy to go free. He was going free anyway, and law enforcement knew this. This is what I was trying to tell everybody. Law enforcement already had it in their head, because they were given the trust document by the Jerry Brown and a letter saying, hey, let these guys off. Essentially what it said. That led to the death of Rinelle Singh. The Stanislaus County Sheriff Christensen was right. Absolutely he was right. And Jerry Brown got up and contended, oh, he's not right. The law had not gone into effect yet. Sure it had, by his directives. So law enforcement had long not been detaining illegal foreign nationals for ICE and letting them go. This was going on. This has been going on for years. Well known by law enforcement, I might add. I asked a police officer friend of mine when I listened to Jerry Brown make that exclamation last Sunday. I said, what do you think? He said, oh, my God. Called him a very profane name, and I won't say that. But this is the world we live in, of course. The world we live in. The world we live in. I find it very objectionable that when you have in when you have the Rinelle Singh thing going on, that the vulgar Democrats don't acknowledge it. I find it absolutely amazing that they don't say anything. Why wouldn't they say something about Ranil Singh? Of course, that's because it goes against the narrative about what's going on at the border. That's exactly what it is. They do not like to talk about what's going on at the border or anything that would lean heavily against it. That's exactly what their position is. So what they're doing, of course, is everything they can to stay away from things like Ranil Singh. By the way, perhaps one of the most top trending stories right now everywhere is Ranil Singh. That's really what it comes down to. Ranil Singh and what happened to him. Exclusive stuff. Exclusive stuff. You know, it's kind of interesting that when you take a look at all these things that happen with the illegal foreign nationals, when you see the illegal foreign nationals that are brought in illegally and protected as criminals, and of course we talked about this yesterday, there's a network out there that was protecting everybody, that was protecting people like the shooter of Ranil Singh.
America's heart broke the day after Christmas when a young police officer in California was savagely murdered in cold blood by an illegal alien who just came across the border. The life of an American hero stolen by someone who had no right to be in our country. Imagine if it was your child, your husband, or your wife, whose life was so cruelly shattered and totally broken.
Corporal Ranil Singh's brother, Reggie, joins me now. Reggie, good to have you with us today. When you heard the president talk about your family, about your brother last night, what was that like for you?
It felt good that, something's being done. Ronald's not coming back, but if we could do something about it and save other lives, law enforcement, any family, we definitely don't want any other family to go through what we are going through right now. So President Trump is addressing the issue, and I just hope that it will be taken care of.
I want to play a little bit from the day on December the 28th. Your brother was killed by someone who was here illegally and who had two DUI arrests and was purported to be a member of a gang. He is the alleged killer, I should say, at this stage of the process. This is part of that news conference. Let's play that.
I wish I could thank all the law enforcement agencies, Homeland Security in San Francisco, everyone, Bakersfield team. I was waiting for this to happen. I'd like to thank you working day and night to make this happen.
Tell me a little bit about that moment for you, Reggie.
Ronil looking down, I know all he wanted was justice. And, suspect has been apprehended. People work, a lot of law enforcement, they work days and nights to make that happen. It was heartbreaking. Ronil's not coming, but, when the suspect was apprehended, it felt good. It felt good,
I want to play a little bit of the Stanislaus County Sheriff, Adam Christensen, at that news conference talking about the alleged killer. Watch this.
Had he been deported, this wouldn't have happened?
Potentially. If he wasn't here, then he wouldn't have been driving drunk, and it wouldn't have been reported to Officer Singh, and the encounter, the enforcement stop, potentially never would have occurred. My point is, why are we providing sanctuary for criminals, gang members? It's a conversation we need to have.
I mean, it's so hard to watch, Reggie. Obviously, it's been such a difficult time for you and your family. Tell me, your family came here. Tell me how your family came here and how you felt when you realized that the person who is responsible did not go through the same process.
So my family, we migrated in 2003. We got sponsored and we did everything legally. We came here. We were green card holders. And after 5 years, in my brother's case, he was asked to get his citizenship in order to become to be part of law enforcement. And he got his citizenship, and I was able to get my citizenship also. And we are now American, law-abiding American citizenship holders. And the day I found out that the suspect was illegal immigrant and had prior DUIs, two DUIs, my question was that why we did not react the first time he had a DUI if he's an illegal immigrant. And I feel like that we shouldn't be giving people second chance. Illegal immigrants, we shouldn't be giving a second chance to them. If he would have been deported, my brother would be alive right now. I would not be doing this interview. What I truly feel about this is, you know, if we make our immigration law stricter, if we take action and not allow an illegal immigrant to get second chance, I think that, you know, we could minimize the crime rate we are having.
You know, I know he was just recently became a canine officer, and I understand that the dog that he worked with, he was very close to, that dog is going to be given to the family, his wife and his young child, I assume. You know, talk to me a little bit about them, how they're doing. Give everybody a sense of all that.
So Sam's not doing well. He's locked in Ronil's bedroom. He is laying on his bed. He knows that Ron is no longer with the family.
This is the dog.
And he's sad. He's not active. This is the dog. Sam is the canine dog, and Sam's not active anymore. And at this moment, he is protecting my sister-in-law, the wife, and the baby, because Sam feels like that he needs to step up and protect the family now. So if my uncle or aunt tries to play with the baby, Sam does not like it. No. Sam feels like that, you know, Ron's not here, I got to protect the family now, because Sam is fully aware that Ron's not here. And our mourning, you know, starts with crying. I spent the night at my brother's house. I woke up, and yesterday my sister-in-law was crying. I go to my house, my parents is crying, and it's just every morning our day starts with crying.
That is that's the grieving process. It doesn't help at all to hear that because you wake up and the reality of what happened hits you all over again, just in case you forgot it when you were sleeping momentarily. And we feel for you, and we thank you for your brother's service, and we pray for your family. And we want everyone to know that there are a number of charities. There's a GoFundMe page, and Tunnel to Towers is also helping with some of your expenses. So, Reggie, thank you very much for being here today, and please know that our thoughts and our prayers are with you and with your family.
Thank you so much.
Well, that was Reggie Singh's brother. Ronel Singh's brother, Reggie. Incredible interview. And Sam the dog protecting the family. Amazing, amazing story. I don't think we're going to get away from this one for a long time. As long as this wall discussion is out there, I don't think we're going to get away from this one. And the lies of Jerry Brown and Kamala Harris, who enabled all this, who allowed all this, and by the way, being supported by who? Being supported by who? Gavin Newsom. I object. I object. I object. And we should all object, shouldn't we? Except Nancy Pelosi and Chucky Schumer and Kamala Harris. Got to throw her in the hoop, too. They don't object at all. They think this is okay. They think that the pain that Reggie and his family, the Singh family, is experiencing right now. Sam, the dog. It's okay. It's okay. It's all good. It's what we want. We want people to hurt like this. We want people murdered in the streets because it's good for America. Is there something wrong with that thinking? Yes. There's something really wrong with that thinking. Now, I want to juxtaposition it to Washington, D.C. and the East Coast, who got no clue what's going on at the border, right? Only those of us that have been down to the border or lived around the border get it. So what does it take to get them to get it? Nothing. It's a sickness. To be in denial about your own actions like this is outrageous. But that's their life that they live in. That's the world that they live in. Denial, denial, denial. This is the stuff. This is the stuff that destroys a country unless it's stopped. That's why Donald Trump is doing what he's doing. And that's why there's going to be declared a national emergency. If you have that kind of thinking stopping this country, it will stop the country. You see, they're globalists, guys. It's all about this radio show, Agenda 21. This is the mindset of the agendist. This is the mindset of the globalist. If you want to call it 2030 Agenda, go right ahead. It's all the same. It's the globalist mindset to destroy this country. This is their thinking. Get in line with them and go right off to the gallows. That's exactly what will happen. The sovereignty of this nation is at stake, and they're in denial about it. And what will, you know, this is the problem that these people in Washington don't get. When you open the borders, they're going to come right to your house, and they're going to drag you out and shoot you in the head. That's what's going to happen. They don't get it. I mean, that's the end result of people who live so in the elites, unless you're well protected by a wall. Oh, my gosh. Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, all have walls, right? Chucky Schumer, what wall does he have? What wall did Ranil Singh have? What wall do I have? We don't. That's the point. At some point in time, our country needs to be protected so that we don't have this menace coming across the border. Which, by the way, listen, I believe that the economies of these countries have been so broken down deliberately by the cartels, they've created this situation. This is the same situation that happened in Europe. Remember, it was Obama who started that one. Oh, Mr. Obama. We get back to Obama now, don't we? What's wrong with that picture with Mr. Obama? Now, Mr. But, you know, he was your president. Right? Wasn't he your president? Like Donald Trump is our president, and tomorrow morning when we all wake up, he's going to be our president again? Now, you know, it's kind of interesting that we mention Obama, and we mention all these things that have been happening, and it just so happens that in Cairo, Egypt, right now, Mike Pompeo is there. And I woke up this morning, and I was listening to him in Cairo, which, by the way, was the first place that Obama started his foreign policy as president, speaking to the Muslim Brotherhood. Do we forget this? Can we connect the dots here? Can we connect this dot to what's going on at the border today? Let's connect the dot. Barack Hussein Obama goes, first place he goes, first foreign country he goes to is Cairo, Egypt. That's where he goes. And who does he present, who does he speak to? An outlawed group in Egypt known as the Muslim Brotherhood. First place he goes to because he's setting the tone as president. He's going as president to Cairo to speak to the Muslim Brotherhood to tell them game is on. War in the Middle East is here. We're bringing it to you. And Muslim Brotherhood, you're now in charge. Mubarak, the president at the time, is going, wait a minute. I've got a great relationship with the United States. This is not the kind of relationship I want because the Muslim Brotherhood wants to kill me. Get it? So what does he do? He tells him it's game on. He meets with the Muslim Brotherhood. It's game on. And soon, the Muslim Brotherhood is elected president as Mubarak is taken out of office. And then all of a sudden, everything is set in motion for the overthrow of various governments throughout, including Gaddafi in Libya, all throughout the Middle East. And what does that create? It creates refugees. People who start to migrate because their land is being destroyed. Syria, anyone? North Africa? All that because of the Arab Spring. Remember all that? It set in motion migrants, millions, in fact, 15 million immigrants invaded Europe and have invaded Europe since Obama's speech in Cairo. Get a grip, people. Since that speech in Cairo, Obama has created 15 million immigrants through his policies. Now, are no longer in effect. So who goes to Cairo now? The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. And what does he do? Blisters Obama's foreign policy. Slays it like a dragon. Says, are you ready for this? The era of self-inflicted American shame is over. That's Obama's era. He inflicted self-shame on America. Deliberately. Because he's one of them. He encouraged the Muslim Brotherhood to overthrow Mubarak. He encouraged and facilitated the formation of the army of Obama and Hillary Clinton, ISIS, we know that. The whole Benghazi thing. And of course, now it's been cleaned up by Donald Trump for ISIS. Where's Mr. General Mattis in this discussion, by the way? He needs a place at the table now, does he? Doesn't he? So Pompeo shows up in Cairo to denounce Obama. That era is done for the United States of America. How many millions of people died? And what's happening to Europe? It's being choked off by the illegal hordes that have come across the borders of European nations. By the way, what does that look like today in South and Central America? Well, it looks like a carbon copy of what happened from the Arab Spring now, doesn't it? We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Is this the age of self-inflicted American shame is over, and so are the policies that produce so much needless suffering. Now comes the real new beginning. In just 24 months, actually less than 2 years, the United States under President Trump has reasserted its traditional role as a force for good in this region. We've learned from our mistakes. We've rediscovered our voice. We've rebuilt our relationships. We've rejected false overtures from our enemies. And look at what we've accomplished. Look at what we've accomplished together. Under new leadership, America has confronted the ugly reality of radical Islamism. On President Trump's very first trip abroad to this region, he called on Muslim-majority nations to, quote, meet history's greatest test to conquer extremism and vanquish the forces of terrorism.
Yep.
News is this.
That's what he did. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Thursday today launched an astonishing rebuke of former President Barack Obama's foreign policy at the site of Obama's famous speech to the Muslim world, declaring that the, quote, age of self-inflicted American shame is over. Pompeo delivered his remarks in Cairo, where Obama famously spoke in 2009 and promised a new beginning with Muslim and Arab countries. He was criticized by conservatives for placing too much blame on the U.S. for strife in the region. Remember, that was where he said America is terrible, basically. Pompeo, while not mentioning Obama by name, said that it was here in this city another American stood before you and told you that radical Islamist terrorism does not stem from ideology. He told you that 9/11 led to my country led my country to abandon its ideals, particularly in the Middle East. He said that the American University, he said that at the American University in Cairo, he told you that the United States and the Muslim world needed a new beginning. The results of these misjudgments have been dire, he said. Pompeo said that under Obama, the U.S. abandoned its allies and was timid about asserting itself, that the U.S. grossly underestimated the treachery or the tenacity and viciousness of radical Islamism and kept silent on as Iranians tried to rise up against the regime in Tehran. Remember that? He did nothing about that. He then took another swipe at the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, from which the U.S. withdrew last year. The U.S. has since reimposed economic sanctions on the country, including oil exports. Our eagerness to address only Muslims, not nations, ignored the rich diversity of the Middle East and frayed old bonds. It undermined the concept of the nation state, the building block of international stability, he said. And our desire for peace at any cost led us to strike a deal with Iran, our common enemy. But he promised the audience that the Trump administration was ushering in a new era. A brand new era.
You'll see in the coming days and weeks, we are redoubling not only our diplomatic but our commercial efforts to put real pressure on Iran to achieve what it is we set out for them back in May. These are simple asks. We ask of the Islamic Republic of Iran to behave like a normal nation, and the coalition is just as committed to it today as it was yesterday.
Well, that was Secretary of State Mike Pompeo making a surprise visit to Iraq on his tour of the Middle East. Let's bring in the top Republican on the House Armed Services Committee, Texas Congressman Matt Thornberry joins us live now. Congressman, thank you for coming on this morning. So you saw Mike Pompeo there. He's making some surprise visits. He's increasing the pressure on Iran, or attempting to do so. Is it working?
He needs to keep trying, because Iran is being aggressive in all sorts of ways. We talk a lot about what they're doing in Yemen. They are trying to make this supply line across Syria, right to Israel's doorstep. And there's some press reports this morning that they may be about to launch a satellite into space, which means they could launch an intercontinental ballistic missile. So they are not slowing down in their aggressive activities. Pompeo needs to get everybody together to push back on it.
All right, the diplomacy continues overseas, really at a breakneck pace. John Bolton was in Israel, then he went to Turkey, did not meet with Erdogan. Then Erdogan went on the floor of the parliament in the Turkish capital and said the following about American policy in Syria with regard to terrorists there.
Listen to this.
Bolton has made a serious mistake, and whoever thinks like this has also made a mistake. It is not possible for us to make compromises on this point. Those who are a part of the terror corridor in Syria will receive the necessary lesson.
We have a problem here yet again, sir.
No, we do, but it's not a surprise, because Erdogan has been very clear about his intention to attack the Kurds. And that's, again, part of what's at stake in Syria. Part of it is preventing Iran from dominating. Part of it is not pulling the rug out from the Kurds, who have fought with us and for us against terrorists. And then part of it is making sure that ISIS doesn't spring back to life. So that's all part of what's at stake in this remote, faraway.
And ISIS is not going to spring back to life with the help of the United States. It's been the United States who has been allowing ISIS to exist. Why do you think General Mattis was fired? Oh, I'm sorry, he was asked to leave. The supply lines were never shut off as Trump demanded. Kelly and Mattis are out. They kept them open. Big revelation here, huh? You can't have that kind of stuff going on around the president at all. And that's what they did. They shut him out. You're gone. Remember, Mattis was going to hang around until the end of February, and Trump said, no, 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 brother. You're out. You're out like now. Goodbye. Goodbye to you. Goodbye to you. And that's what's happened. Yep, now you know why Trump got rid of Mattis. The ISIS legacy of Obama and Clinton needed to go. Same with Kelly. They don't want to talk about that. We do. We'll be back.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, go to the newcaliforniastate.com and get all the latest. There's going to be some memes that we're going to be posting up here pretty soon on the hysterical stuff. We're going to be posting those up for you, and you can see all the stuff that's related to New California. Also, you can check out what is going on, peruse the website, go to the information about the Well, you're going to get a whole bunch of information today and tomorrow posted up about the convention, which will be really, really neat. And you want to definitely get that rocking and rolling. Sign up. Show up. It's the only constitutional convention going on anywhere in the nation. And probably the only, it's the first time since, constitutional conventions were convened for Hawaii and Alaska, 1959, when they came in as states. And we will be coming in as a state, probably with another state at the time. Probably Puerto Rico will be granted statehood when we come in. The timing is ripe for that. That one, I think, will be happening. Anyway, but a lot of things happening in your local communities and we all around the nation. We got to watch what's going on, though. Got to watch what's going on. People are being very, very much deceived at the local level, which is the level at which the left likes to work the hardest. Remember that. You got to get out of the chair. You got to get up off the couch. You got to put down the earbuds. And you got to go to work. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.